Masechta Vachim Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph until Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet. The first four prokim of the Masechta discuss different ways in which a korban can become invalidated, either due to incorrect intentions by the person performing that service, or by performing the actual service in a wrong way. This Mishnah is going to list a number of invalidations in the actual physical performance of the service, and then most of the Mishnayos for the next three prokim are going to talk about two particular intentions which would invalidate the korban. Now, we mentioned already in the first perek that there are really three parts to the procedure of bringing a korban. The first part involves the four avodas, the four services which are done with the animal and its blood. And those are shechita, slaughtering the animal, kabbalah, catching and receiving the blood in a utensil, halacha, transporting that blood towards the mizbeach, and zrika, which is throwing the blood onto the mizbeach. The second part of the procedure is haktora, burning the emurim on the mizbeach. The emurim refers to the specific parts of the animal, the fats and the limbs, which the Torah requires to be burnt on the mizbeach. So those are burnt on the mizbeach. And the third part of the procedure, which applies to the vast majority of korbanos, is the actual eating of the remaining parts of the korban. And depending on which korban it is, that would decide whether the kohanim are going to eat it or whether the owners who are bringing the korban are going to be able to eat that korban. Pretty much all of the invalidations which we're going to talk about are going to be in the first part of the procedure involving the four avodas, and the first Mishnah is going to list the invalidations which apply to three out of four of those avodas. And that is all of the avodas, the services to do with the blood itself, but not the slaughtering. The slaughtering, if done in any of the following ways, will not be invalidated. But if the kabbalah, halacha, or zrika are done like that, then these invalidations would apply. Kol hazvachim shekibal domon, any animal korbanos whose blood was received, the kabbalah was performed by any of the following people. And the Mishnah uses kabbalah as an example, but the same would apply to the halacha, the transporting of the blood, as well as the zrika, the throwing of the blood onto the mizbeach. So who is not able to perform this service? Zor, a non-koyein, oinein, somebody whose close relative has died. The halacha is in such a case that person has a status of an oinein for the rest of that day. Midrabbanan, it also applies until the relative has been buried. And during that time, this relative is exempt from most mitzvahs, and he is also not able to perform any of the services in the Beis HaMikdash. So if he performed the Kabbalah or the Halacha or the Zrika, then it would invalidate it. Tvul Yom. A Tvul Yom is somebody who was Tomei, and he's completed his purification process, the last stage being going to the mikveh, and for the most part, he's considered to have been fully purified. However, for certain things, such as eating korbanos and entering the Beis HaMikdash, he doesn't lose that Tomei status entirely until the nightfall after he has gone to the mikveh, until the end of the day. So during that time period, after he's been to the mikveh, until the end of the day, he's known as a Tevul Yom, and he is also not able to perform these services in the Beis HaMikdash. Mechusar Begodim, if he was lacking any of the Bigdei Kohuna, the clothes which a Kohen needs to wear when he's performing the service, or the Kohen Gadol, a regular Kohen has 4 items of clothing, a Kohen Gadol has 8 items of clothing. If they are missing any of them, then the service would be invalid. Mechusar Kippurim, somebody who is lacking an atonement. There are certain cases where somebody had been Tomei, and they've completed their purification process for the most part, and they've been to the mikveh, but they are obligated to bring a korban the day after they go to the mikveh. And such a person would remain Tomei slightly for certain things, such as performing the service in the Beis HaMikdash. He would remain somewhat Tomei, not only until the end of that day, but rather until the following day when he's brought his korban. So if somebody like that performs the service before he's brought the korban, then it would be invalid. If the Kohen hadn't washed his hands and feet from the kiyar, the special sink, the Beis HaMikdash designated for that purpose. Orel, if this Kohen doesn't have a bris milah, then he's also not able to perform the service. Tomei, if he is properly impure, even more than a regular Tevul Yom or a Mechusar Kippurim, then he would also invalidate the service. Yoshev, if he is sitting down while he's performing the Avodah, Omid al-Gabi Kelim, or if he's standing up, but he's standing on top of other utensils, al-Gabi Behema, or on top of an animal, al-Gabi al-Gabi Chaveiro, or on top of his friend's feet. The point is, his feet are not standing directly on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, or of the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. And it is learnt from Pesukim, there's a comparison between the Kohanim performing the service and the utensils which are used. And just like the utensils which are used in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohen holds onto them directly with his hands. There's no gap in between his hands and the utensil. So to the Kohen himself, there must be no gap between him and the floor. And if there is something making that gap, then posal, in all of these cases, it would have invalidated the korban. Now, the truth is, it's not necessarily true that the whole korban would be invalidated. The blood which they're using would not be valid. If there is still blood coming out of the animal which was slaughtered, then they're able to use that blood and start these remaining three avodas again, and the korban would still be valid. However, if this is the only blood which they're relying on, then the korban would indeed be invalidated. Kibbol b'smoil, if the Kohen received the blood, he did the Kabbalah with his left hand. Posal, he has invalidated the korban. Rabbi Shimon Rachshir, Rabbi Shimon says that the korban is still considered to be valid. They're arguing in how to explain the psukim. Like many of the laws in this Masechta and the coming Masechtas, many of them are based on how to read the psukim. And this argument is an example. Nishpach al haritzpah v'asofai. If the blood spilled onto the floor directly from the animal when it was slaughtered, it didn't go into the utensil at all, and he gathered it up from the floor, posel, that blood is invalid. We're going to see in the next perek that if he did do the Kabbalah and the blood landed in the utensil and then it fell onto the floor, it could be that it would still be valid if he picks it up. But this Mishnah is talking about a case where it didn't go into the utensil at all, and therefore it is invalid. Now the Mishnah goes on to discuss a few invalidations in the Zrika, the final of the four Avedos, the four services, where he would throw the blood onto the Mizbeach. So Nesonai al-Gabi Akevesh, if he put the blood, he threw the blood onto the ramp of the Mizbeach instead of the actual Mizbeach itself, or Shaloi Keneged HaYisoid, he threw it on the Mizbeach, not opposite the base, the Mizbeach, around the majority of the Mizbeach, but not around the entire Mizbeach, was a base which protruded slightly from the Mizbeach at the bottom, a sort of mini step, where the Mizbeach went out a bit. So it went, that surrounded the Mizbeach on part of the Mizbeach. And the law is that the blood needs to be thrown on a part of the Mizbeach which has a Yesoid at the bottom of it. So if he threw it on a side of the Mizbeach where there is no Yesoid at the bottom, then it would be invalid. If he threw blood which is supposed to be thrown on the bottom half of the Mizbeach on the top half, or blood which is supposed to be thrown on the top half, he threw on the bottom half of the Mizbeach. We'll see which korbanos require which type of throwing of the blood later on in the Masechta. Blood which is supposed to be thrown onto the Mizbeach inside the Beis HaMikdosh's actual building, but instead he threw it onto the Mizbeach in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdosh. Or if he threw the blood which was supposed to be thrown on the outer Mizbeach in the courtyard, instead he threw it on the Mizbeach inside the building of the Beis HaMikdosh. In all of these cases, posel, the korban would be invalid. Or as we explained, they wouldn't be able to rely on this blood for the sake of validating the korban, v'ein b'kores. However, if somebody does end up eating the meat of this korban, he will not be liable to the punishment of kores, where he is, so to speak, cut off from Hashem, which is unlike some of the cases which we will see in the coming Mishnayos. Mishnah Beis, the majority of the next three prokim discuss two main intentions which would invalidate a korban. And as we mentioned, there are three parts to the procedure of bringing a korban. The first part involves the four avodas, the four services with the blood. The second part is the haktorah, burning parts of the korban on the Mizbeach. And the third part is eating the rest of the part of the korban, the meat, which can be eaten and wasn't burnt on the Mizbeach. The following two intentions which we're going to talk about occur in the first part of the procedure, meaning when the four avodas are being performed. And the intentions which they have concern the way that they're going to perform either the throwing of the blood onto the Mizbeach, or the second or third part of the procedure, the haktorah, the burning of the emurim, or the eating of the korban. And the first of those invalidations is called pigel. Pigel is when he has the intention to perform any of the remaining parts of the procedure beyond the time limit set for that part of the procedure. We'll see later on in the Masechta what exactly the time limit is for each thing. We'll just give an example for now. Let's say regarding the throwing of the blood onto the Mizbeach. The law is that needs to be done on the same day before nightfall as the slaughtering had been done. So if a Kohen slaughtered the animal and he had the intention that the blood would be thrown onto the Mizbeach the next day, In such a case, that intention would invalidate the korban, it would be considered pigel, and the law is, as we're going to see, somebody who ends up eating that the meat of that korban will be liable to kores. So pigel comes as a result of an intention of chutz lizmanoi, of performing a remaining part of the procedure outside of the time limit. The second invalidating intention which we're going to talk about is chutz limkoimoi. The exact same thing, just instead of intending to perform a remaining part of the procedure outside of its time limit, this is talking about outside of its place limit. He intends to eat the korban, let's say, outside of Yerushalayim, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, depending on each korban, where it needs to be eaten, of course. So that would also invalidate the korban. However, the difference is, if somebody ends up eating the meat of such a korban, he will not be liable to kares. Says the Mishnah, Shechit is a zevach, one who slaughters a animal korban with the intention of lizrik domei bachutz, to throw its blood outside. That means outside of the Beis HaMikdash's courtyard, oimiktos domei bachutz, or even to throw part of the blood outside of the Beis HaMikdash's courtyard, lahakdir es emurov bachutz, or to do the haktorah, the burning of the emurim, outside, not on the Mizbeach, oimiktos emurov bachutz, or even part of the emurim to burn them outside, or lechol besar bachutz, to eat the meat. This is referring to the third part of the procedure, to eat the meat outside of its designated place. So for certain korbanos that would mean outside of the Beis HaMikdash, for other korbanos it would mean doing it outside of Yerushalayim, a kezias b'msar b'chutz, or even if he only has the intention to eat a kezias, the size of an olive, of the meat outside, oylechol kezias me'or ha'alge b'chutz, or to eat the size of an olive of the skin of the tail outside, then posel the animal, the korban would become invalidated ve'im b'kores. However, it would not be under the punishment of kores if somebody ends up eating it. The reason why the Mishnah talks about the skin of the tail of the animal is because that's the only part of the animal's skin which is really edible. And as we're going to see in the next Mishnah, both the invalidations of chutz lizmanai and chutz limkoimai only apply to things which are supposed to be eaten or supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach, if you have an intention regarding that. And therefore it's an important factor to take into account that the skin is going to be eaten, and as such these invalidations would occur, would apply. Lizoidom b'lemachar, if he slaughtered the animal with the intention to throw its blood the next day, oimiktos b'lemachar, or part of its blood the next day, lahakdir emurov b'lemachar, to burn the emurim the next day, oimiktos emurov b'lemachar, or part of the emurim the next day, lechol b'sar l'machar, kezayis b'sar l'machar, to eat its meat the next day, or a kezayis of its meat the next day, a kezayis me'or ha'alga l'machar, or the size of an olive of the tail's skin the next day. And the next day over here is not necessarily literal. There are certain korbanos which one is able to eat the next day, just not 2 days later. The point is, he has intention to eat it beyond its time limit. In all of these cases, pigel, the korban would receive the status of pigel, and if somebody eats it, v'chayav nalav kares, he would be liable to the punishment of kares. Mishnah Gimel, Zaklol, this is the rule. Kol ha-shoychet, anybody who slaughters the korban, that's the first of the four avodas, the four services. V'amakabel, if he catches the blood, kabola. V'amahalech, he transports the blood, haylocha. V'hazerik, or somebody who does zerika, he throws the blood onto the mizbeach. And during any one of these four avodas, he has the intention, lechol dovo shadayko lechol, to eat a part of the korban which is supposed to be eaten, which is generally eaten, or lahakter, dovash dag lahakter, to burn a part of the korban which is supposed to be burnt, i.e. the emurim. Chutzim koima, if he has the intention to do so outside of its designated place, then posel, the korban would be invalid. However, if somebody eats it ve'ein bo kores, he would not be liable to the punishment of kores. Whereas chutzim manoi, if he has the intention to eat or burn it outside of its time limit, then it has the status of pigel, v'chayovnal of kares, and one would be liable to kares if he eats it. And the Mishnah adds one important condition, uvulvad sheyikrav ha-matir k'mitzvasoi, as long as the matir is brought and is carried out according to its mitzvah. The matir means the thing that permits it. Now, the thing which permits the second and third part of the procedure, i.e. the haktorah and the eating of the meat, the thing which permits that is the first part of the procedure, the four avodas. So the Mishnah is saying that something is only considered pigel if the four avodas were performed perfectly without any other invalidation other than the fact that it's pigel. Mishnah Dalad, Ketzad Karva Matka Mitzvasai, how do we fulfill the condition which was mentioned in the previous Mishnah, that the first part of the procedure, including the four avodas, need to be performed according to their correct way, such that the only invalidation is pigel, is the fact that they intended it to be continued beyond its time limit. So how would that apply on a practical level? And the Mishnah goes, lots of cases now. Shozak b'shesika. If he slaughtered the animal, literally it means quietly. That means that he had no invalidating intention at all. The shechita was performed perfectly. And then kibbol b'hidach v'zorak, he received the blood, transported the blood, and threw it onto the mizbeach, chutz lizmanoi, with an intention of chutz lizmanoi. Meaning that the haktorah, or the eating, would be performed beyond its time limit. Or he slaughtered the animal with an intention of chutz lizmanoi, kibbol b'hidach v'zorak v'shesika, and he did the kabbalah, halacha, and zrika, without any invalidating intention. Or he did the shechita, kabbalah, hilacha, and zrika with an intention of chutz lizmanoi. All of these cases would be considered under the category where the four avodas, the first part of the procedure, were performed perfectly, and there was no other invalidation other than chutz lizmanoi. Ketad lo korev matka mitzvasoi. In what case is it considered that the four avodas were not performed in their correct way, if there is any other invalidation other than chutz lizmanoi? So shochat chutzim koimoi, if he slaughtered the animal with the intention of chutzim koimoi, that it would be eaten or burnt outside of its area designated for it, and kibbol v'hidach v'zorach chutz lizmanoi, he did the kabbalah hilacha and zrika with an intention of chutz lizmanoi, or she shochat chutz lizmanoi, or he slaughtered it with an intention of chutz lizmanoi, but kibbol v'hidach v'zorach chutzim koimoi, he did the kabbalah hilacha or zrika with an intention of chutzim koimoi, or she shochat kibbol v'hidach v'zorach chutzim koimoi, or he performed all four services with an intention of chutzim koimoi, ha pesach v'achatos sheshchotan shalim shman, a korban pesach or a korban chatos, which he slaughtered with the intention of bringing it as a different korban, and as we learned in the first perek, that would invalidate the korban. Kibbol v'hidach v'zorach chutz lizmanoi, and he did the kabbalah hilacha and zrika with an intention of chutz lizmanoi. Or the opposite, shochat chutz lizmanoi, he did the slaughtering with an intention of chutz lizmanoi. Kibbol v'hidach v'zorach shlo lishman, and he did the kabbalah hilacha and zrika for the sake of bringing it as a different korban. Or he did all four of the avodas with the intention that it be brought as a different korban. All of these cases would come under the category where the mater, the thing which is permitting the second and third part of the procedure, and that's referring to the first part of the procedure, the four avodas, that was not performed in its correct way, because, in short, there was another reason, there was an additional invalidating intention other than chutz lizmanoi, and because of that, although the korban would certainly be invalid, the punishment of koris would not apply in those cases.